This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Jack in Georgia says he's a emergency medical technician. Does a motorcycle crash dubbed COVID death. That's like shark attack dubbed COVID death. So, Jack, thanks for calling. Tell us what you witnessed, and thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
I can. Thanks for calling.
Hey, great. Yeah, I'm down here in Albany, Georgia. You might know that this is one of the worst affected areas in the whole nation. Per capita for COVID cases. And I've got two different parts of this. I got some intel that I'd like to share with you. The first is the medical impact that we've had that I've seen, and the second is the economic impact that we've seen. So I'll go ahead and share that with you. So first I would tell you that one thing that they're not talking about is that our cardiac calls increased. As the main call that we've been having is that we, on average before COVID, we had 5 per week, and during COVID, we had about 30 per week. So I think that they don't even know how this is killing people. I think that they the elites or, whoever, the policymakers are not really telling us how this happens, or they don't understand. So that's the first thing. It's gone back down to about our average now. So I think that we're getting over the hump. And that's the first part of the medical thing I'd like to share. The second part of the medical thing, and then I'll get to that economic part. I responded to a motorcycle crash last week. And it was a fatality on the scene, and they took him into the hospital. And then the Italian chief called me the day after and said, that motorcycle crash you responded to? And I said, yeah. And he said that was a COVID death, because he tested positive for COVID when he was riding his motorcycle. Even though he didn't die from COVID, it was still listed as a COVID death because he tested positive for COVID. But in the economic part that I'd like to share.
Hold on. Let's go back. We'll hold you over if need be. Laura Loomer's popping in, but we'll go back to calls. But start back over here, because they've made the joke shark attacks are being counted as COVID-19. Guy dies in a motorcycle accident, and they're calling it COVID-19. Go back to what you were told.
Right, yeah. So, he died. I mean, he was, he obviously died. And we do have a lot of COVID deaths. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of, we've had cardiac calls, like I said. We have had respiratory calls. We have had that kind of thing. But yes, it was a motorcycle death, and the Italian chief told me that. And I think part of the reason...
Well, sure. If there's so many deaths they get to say are COVID, why say somebody turned into an omelet in a motorcycle wreck? Why call that COVID? How does that happen?
Well, I think part of it has to do with the hospital getting funding for how many COVID deaths there are. And so if they can say there's more, if the hospital down here, which is corrupt, which I won't say the name of it, but you can look them up, Albany, Georgia. We took them all the way to the Supreme Court. Our current mayor actually sued them all the way up to the Supreme Court for having a monopoly. So, I mean, it's a hospital system for one. But, yeah, death that they, is a COVID death.
Well, let me ask you this. Other EMTs, police officers, what is the consensus, or is there a consensus while this is going on?
Well, I can say that we're definitely taking, precautions like we would. I mean, if it's a COVID call, we'll wear Tyvek and we will wear all the protective gear. And it's, the virus is definitely real. But I think that there is an overstatement for, some of the things that the economic policies. So, like, for example, I'll say that I'm mostly afraid of the debasement of the dollar, because the Fed has increased the monetary supply by 1.5 times.
Exactly. The economic collapse. If people want something to be afraid of, boy, they better piss their pants over collapse.
Yeah. I've been buying precious metals. I actually saw that your friend John McAfee has a new private cryptocurrency called Ghost that is, it's separate from Chinese influence, separate from the Fed. I'm looking into that. But I'm trying to keep my money private from the banking elite, because right now I think it's all about ownership of wealth, and that's why I'm buying precious metals and keeping a little bit of the liquid.
Well, Jack, I think you're doing the right thing. Yeah. Everybody just better realize we're not in Kansas anymore. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah. 6 years ago I lost my uncle, my great uncle, and my cousin from some deadly pneumonia at our ranch. 3 houses, 3 people dead. And so I know this stuff's real. but the hysteria is synthetic. Laura Loomer pops in, and more of your calls straight ahead.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine, and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subjecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
This is the end. Beautiful friends.
Thank God it's the end.
This is the end.
So we know who wins.
My only friend, the end
of our elaborate
of
plans.
Our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
No safety.
No safety, no surprise.
I'll never look into your eyes again.
I'll never look into your eyes.
But it's good to have a race that's been well run, isn't it? Can you picture what will be?
Can you picture what will be?
So limitless and free.
So limitless and free.
All right, Laura Loomer is with us for a few segments, and we're going to continue with your calls in the fourth hour. Jeremy and Catherine and Kathleen and Heather and Austin and Vanessa and Scotty and Jamal. Don't hang up. I'm going to you. But risen like a phoenix from the ashes, Laura Loomer, one of the most banned people on the internet, is running for Congress in Florida and is ahead in polls, which really pisses the enemy off. And she's here with us today, LauraLoomerForCongress.com, where folks can support her and find out what she's doing. Laura, great to have you on with us, and great to see you stronger than ever under attack.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex. It's good to see you.
So where do you want to start? I got 1,000 questions, but I'm sure you've got 1,000 answers.
Well, it's pretty incredible, isn't it? Because what happens is when they deplatform you, and you know this because you're the most banned man in the world and I'm the most banned woman in the world, they do it because they try to kill you off. They want to silence you. But now I'm running for Congress, and I'm outperforming the Democrat incumbent, and I'm out fundraising her. And as
by the way, you're not just saying that. This is even with their fake polls, you're in the lead. They're like crapping themselves right now.
Oh, no, they definitely are. And a couple weeks ago, President Trump actually retweeted a profile about me that was published in the New York Post about my campaign. And I think now it's becoming very real to people that they're not going to be able to cancel me again. And so I've been having a very successful congressional campaign here in Florida's 21st congressional district. My opponent is obstructionist Democrat Lois Frankel, who's a four-term Democrat congresswoman. And as many people know, I was inspired to run for Congress and filed to run in August of 2019 as a result of tech censorship, because what we're seeing is an absolute silencing of all conservative viewpoints in our country and a rise of communist, far-left politicians in the halls of Congress. And what we're witnessing right now with this pandemic is just people turning a blind eye to the fact that we are in this global crisis right now.
Laura, that was my first question for you. So I figured you would just bring it up without me even telling you what I wanted to go, because we're all simpatico here. I like Trump, okay? But the putting up with the censorship and the total control now, even himself being censored, I'm starting to get really sick of Trump. I'm going to be honest. I love him way better than the Democrats. But, I mean, like, why doesn't he do something? I'm getting really upset here.
Well, look, it's a legitimate frustration, and interestingly enough, this district is actually home to President Trump and Mrs. Trump, and so when I win my race,
I should have pointed out, you're like right there in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, so when I win, I'll be President Donald Trump's congresswoman, because he's a resident of District 21. But it
so
is
I
a legitimate...
get he's supporting you, that's great. How about he stops the censorship?
Yeah, that's the thing, is we need people in Congress who are actually going to do something about this. And with the rise of Facebook's new project, American Edge, you see that it's not just Democrats in Congress who are
participating. Like Muslim Brotherhood leaders run what Americans can? Like, they're not even Americans. They've got, like, Muslim Brotherhood runs the censorship? Why don't put the PLO in charge?
Right, and Pamela Carlin, who, of course, who describes herself as, a torchbearer for the Democrats, and she was one of the individuals who testified in Congress and then openly attacked Barron Trump. So these are radical leftists.
Yeah, exactly. The same lady that attacked Barron Trump is running Facebook censorship.
Yeah. These are open progressives, people who have very strong partisan biases against President Trump and his supporters. And unfortunately, you know, nothing's being done about it. And so I took it upon myself to run for Congress. And when I win, I'm hoping to take the bull by the horns and address this issue of big tech tyranny head on.
About that, because I don't just believe the headlines. I went and looked. But you're leading in every poll. What are they going to do? They are having a big problem here.
Oh, well, you know, they can't stop me, Alex. And you can't stop what the American people want. And unfortunately, these people have become accustomed to thinking that Twitter is real life. They think that nothing matters unless the blue check overlords say
so. Yeah,
no.
that fantasy bubble, that dome city of weirdness.
Yeah, they don't realize that there's people outside of Twitter who have an issue with this as well, have an issue with this tech tyranny. And my message is resonating with millions of people. You know, I'm running for Congress in Florida, but it's receiving national, actually international headlines. Even the Daily Mail reported on my congressional campaign.
Well, sure. I mean, you're great. You're well-spoken. But it is a cause celeb. Thank God you're getting international support. That's how you're going to beat them. Because, I mean, I see what you're doing as really a benchmark, as a litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you see that even as a declared congressional candidate, they won't allow my campaign to have access to any social media. So my campaign is banned on
total election meddling. I mean, just again, what is Trump doing? What?
Yeah, look, I mean, we need more leadership on this matter for sure. And I'm calling on, the Republican Party.
Yeah, Laura, Trump should be championing you every day. He shouldn't just send a couple tweets out. And I'm not on Trump's ass, but I mean, I see his stuff suppressed everywhere. Like, why do we put up with this?
Yeah, and just the other day, Jack Dorsey and Twitter announced new terms of service with Twitter that said that they're going to start deleting some of the president's tweets and labeling them as misinformation. So they're openly now saying that in a presidential election year, they're going to censor the president. And
well,
so
that's the headline. Twitter announces they are censoring Trump's tweets because incrementally he put up with it. And so who's a bigger enemy, Jack Dorsey or Donald Trump?
Well, look, big tech is definitely the biggest enemy.
Yeah, no, I get that, Laura. But here's the deal. If somebody walks up and punches one of my kids in the face and I don't kick their ass, I'm the real problem. And I mean, and I'm not here to, like, everybody knows I'm very loyal to Trump, but it's wearing very thin right now. Very thin.
Supporter of the president's as well, but I definitely believe that he needs to be doing more to address this issue of tech tyranny because it is hands down the most important election issue this election
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Okay. Stay there, Laura. Here's the deal. It's great that Trump's incredibly confident. That's what helped. But it doesn't matter if they're censoring him. So he has this weird confidence that he can beat them by confidence. No, that's not how this works.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. All right, Laura Loomer is here with us. Vanessa and all the other red callers, we're getting to you coming up next segment. So Laura Loomer, running for Congress in Trump's district there at Mar-a-Lago, looking at all the crazy things happening in the world. What do you make of Trump coming out saying, we'll have the military give you the inoculation next year? That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, well, it makes me nervous as well. And, you know, I'm not too happy to see that there's discussion about, you know, militarizing vaccinations. And I think that a lot of this plays hand in hand with the tech censorship, right? Because a lot of Americans, a lot of Trump supporters in his base feel the same way, but they're being banned online for simply expressing this. I mean, just the other day, I received a tip from, you know, somebody who was concerned, and they contacted me and they said that a page for concerned mothers on Facebook who are concerned about vaccinations was totally banned for misinformation on Facebook. And so,
oh, yeah. It's a reign of terror and oppression, and Trump has failed to stand up for the First Amendment. Why do you think he does that?
Well, it's not just the president. I think that it's people on both sides of the aisle, and they realize how influential these tech companies really are now, because everybody's using them for the sake of spreading their message and fundraising in an election.
Well, yeah, it's like a telephone company that if you don't kiss its ass, it doesn't let you use the phone. Right? Oh, it's a private company, so we can monitor me in live time and control what I say. We've just given them this authoritarian rule.
And so a lot of elected officials are nervous to call out big tech for the censorship and the tyranny that is taking place, because if big tech gets pissed off, well, what's to say they're not going to ban you from doing ads? What's to say that they're not going to shut down your page in the middle of an election year? And they do this. They're very vindictive. You know, when I filed to run for Congress, it was the number one trend on Twitter. And so what did Twitter do? Well, they decided to change their rules the very next day, and they made it so that you had to win your primary to get a verified checkmark or even an account as a candidate running for Congress on Twitter.
That's where I'm going, is that everyone groveling to them encourages them to be more suppressive instead of calling their bluff.
Yeah, and I wrote a really good article about this the other day, encouraging people to quit their big tech addiction before it quits you. And that's what's happening, is every time somebody gets banned, you see conservatives come and they say, oh, my God, it's so outrageous. It's so crazy. You know, the censorship is getting so bad. But then they just beg to get put back on, and they're not utilizing sites like Parler, where I am, or Gap. You know, another free speech alternative.
Well, exactly. Incrementally, they get us to bow down, and then pretty soon we'll do anything. It's like we're just slaves.
Well, people are. They are becoming slaves to big tech. And we see that they're taking advantage of this crisis when over, you know, 3 billion people around the world are in quarantine. And what do you do when you're being mandated to social distance with threats of arrest if you leave your home and you go outside? You can't consume information.
Let me bring this up. They banned you off Twitter, but I guess they get election meddling's bad. So far they've shadow banned you, but not banned your congressional site. They kind of still get like, oh, we're not supposed to ban a candidate.
No, I don't have a Twitter account for my campaign. I don't have any campaign.
So it's a fan site.
Which account are you talking about?
No, we're just showing Laura. That's Gab. Oh, that's Gab. So you're not even allowed a site running for Congress?
No. So they changed their rules. And then what happened is when I tried to create a Facebook account for my campaign, Facebook banned it in less than 24 hours. And then when Breitbart reached out to them, they said, well, we're creating a new policy that says if you've been previously banned, and, you know, you and I were both banned and labeled as
dangerous. Sure, so this is just a giant, complete power grab. They're totally leveraging their power over society. These are the enemies of America.
And yes, they are enemies. And this is why Republicans need to act now, because this is election interference. And just like I warned when I was sitting next to you inside that congressional hearing 2 years ago, and Jack Dorsey was committing perjury and lying to Congress, and I stood up and I made a personal plea to President Trump. And I said, Mr. President, please help us before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is, you know, trying to influence the election by sabotaging and shadowing.
I agree with you. So here's the deal. I'm not a chump. And I hate Hillary, and I hate the Obama, and I hate the globalists, and I hate radical Islam. But I'm sitting here looking at Trump with his inoculation plans and him putting up with this, and I'm just like, I'm souring on Trump right now, man. And I get like, oh, what, you for the no, I'm not for the Democrats either. It's like, at a certain point, he gives his constituents nothing. He wasn't in Pissgate. He wasn't in a Russian, you know, St. Petersburg hotel with hookers pissing on him. But he's pissing on me. And I'm like, dude, stop peeing on me. Like, I'm just saying, Laura, I'm starting to get mad at Trump.
Yeah, well, this is an issue that Republicans really need to deal with, because every single day people are being silenced, and it's really starting to agitate many members of the base, because they're being silenced in an election year, and people are going to start reacting by maybe withholding their votes if something isn't done about this. And so you're absolutely legitimate in your feelings of irritation regarding this matter, because, you know, many people are. I mean, what are you supposed to do every single day when you're being shut down and your rights are being violated? It's no longer just a free speech issue. It's a civil rights issue. People are being
declassified. And they call you Hitler, and then you can't respond because you're banned.
Right. Or they say that you're a dangerous individual, and then they issue a statement that says it's okay to post death threats against people who are dangerous individuals. I mean,
I forgot that. They said you and Paul Watson could be death threatened.
Well, you as well. You were labeled as a dangerous individual. You know, and so you have a United States Congressman, Paul Gosar, who seems to be one of the only members of Congress who gives a damn about this issue, writing a letter to Attorney General William Barr saying, hey, you have Facebook over here saying it's okay for people to post death threats and incite high severity lethal violence against people they deem dangerous. Oh, all those people just have to be Trump supporters. What's being done about it? I mean, I feel the frustration, trust me, because I am the front in my race.
I want Trump to win and stuff, but I'm like, man, since when does somebody not stand up for their people? Because everybody's been telling me I'm a schmuck, I'm an idiot, you got to go after Trump. I'm like, yeah, but the Democrats are worse. But at a certain point, I'm like, well, then let them burn me alive. If Trump won't stand up for me, what do I do?
Yeah, well, many members of the base are feeling this way right now with regards to this issue of tech censorship. And that's why I've been calling on the Republican Party for many years now to make this a key platform issue. It is hands down the most important campaign issue right now, because it doesn't matter what you may think about anything else, what your positions may be on any other issue that may influence your votes. If your right to talk about it is shut down, none of us are going to be able to communicate. And what's going to stop these big tech companies who are now putting chi-coms on their board of advisors, like Twitter did this last week? You know, what's going to stop them 3 weeks out from election day from just banning everybody? Okay, you see that they're trying to push for mail-in ballots. The Democrats are trying to keep lockdowns in some parts of the country going for another 3 months. It's because they want to control the election. They want people to be so scared to leave their home that they don't participate in elections.
No, that's it. And I get, as Americans, we're measured and we don't do radical stuff, but we've been brought to this radical point. We've got calls coming up, but I want to do a few more minutes with Laura Loomer. Then we'll go to Jeremy and Catherine and Heather and Austin and Vanessa and Scotty and Jamal. We're going to come right back with Laura Loomer and hear what she's calling for to rally the troops to get her elected to Congress and say no to this. This is just so insane that we've reached this point. It makes my head absolutely spin. But we'll continue to be faithful to common sense on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at BoerStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your calls are loaded up. Jeremy and Kathleen and Heather and Austin and Vanessa, Scotty and Jamal. So, Laura Loomer, in closing, you're doing amazing work. You got the system scared of you. Obviously, there's censorship happening. It's an incredible tyrannical takeover. How would you quantify the fight right now for pro-human forces versus forces of tyranny?
I mean, really, honestly, this is a battle of life or death at this point in time. And we see that these communists who we're dealing with in big tech, they literally want us dead. First, they want to try to kill us in a digital manner by subjecting us to a digital gulag. But look what they're doing in the countries which they're outsourcing all of their manufacturing to. And in these countries like China, where they're getting all of their executives and people to serve on their board. They literally have Muslims in concentration camps in China. And these big tech social media companies are utilizing slave labor from the Muslim Uyghurs to produce their products. Okay. So these people really are evil. They want us dead. Okay. They have demonstrated that in the way that they label us dangerous individuals and then tell people that it's okay to kill dangerous individuals. So nobody's doing anything about it. I completely feel your pain. Okay. I've expressed the same frustrations, and that is why it is so important that I win. Okay. And I'm going to win. It's the only option. It is the only option, because if this continues, well, you know, there's really not going to be an America, as you constantly repeat on your show, Alex. There is not going to be an America if we allow for these tyrants in Silicon Valley to rob us of our First Amendment right.
Because, Laura, that's really true. Big tech claims it's all liberal and it censors conservatives or Christians because they're loving. Meanwhile, they help China run death camps. That is so sick. That is so crazy that that's who these people are. These people are monsters. They should be absolutely called out. The FBI should be arresting them.
Yeah, they should. And you want to know, if we had people in Congress who had a spine and a backbone to do it, it would be happening, because it is a crime. It is a crime to lie to Congress. Okay, Sundar, Sheryl Sandberg, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, they all committed perjury when they testified under oath to Congress, when they lied and said that they don't censor conservatives.
Oh, we were there together when they said we don't even track users.
Yep. And then the day after I called Jack Dorsey a liar, remember when I stood up and I was auctioned off it was a Republican who auctioned me off, by the way, Representative Billy Long. It wasn't a Democrat. Need to add that in there. Okay, because it's not just the Democrats. Hey, you were banned, Alex. The next day is when you were banned, is when after we confronted them in Congress, they retaliated against you by banning you. So this is real. These people are vindictive in big tech. OK, they are now trying to control our elections. They think that they get to choose election winners and losers. And I'm hoping that my election victory proves to them that it's the people who decide who wins elections in this country, not the big tech tyrants sitting in their offices in Silicon Valley. And don't you find it really ironic how they banned me? They accused me of being anti-Muslim and an Islamophobe. Yeah, I'm one of the only people who's really speaking up about the fact that big tech is partnering with China to literally put Muslims in concentration camps. I mean,
it's incredible, you know? Laura Loomer. All right, Laura Loomer, LauraLoomerForCongress.com. People should support you there. Please join us again, not just once a year. Come back next week, okay, Laura?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'd love to have you come to Palm Beach to have an event with me so that we can, here in President Trump's home district, have a big event to raise awareness about tech tyranny, Alex, because you're somebody who I admire greatly. And I think you're an inspiration, and you really are a free speech hero, and you've been trailblazing this from the beginning. So, you know, please come to Palm Beach and let's have an event.
Well, we'll try to do that. Laura, thank you so much. All right, there goes Laura Loomer. What a day to be here on air. I mean, this is totally insane, everything that's happening. I want to go to your phone calls right now, because I'm going to host the whole next hour, too, and take your calls, because your calls are paramount. But, man, what an attack on free speech. And to realize they turn the lights out right now if they could. They'd have us off air right now if they could. All right, who's up first here? Let's go ahead and talk to Jamal in Canada. Jamal's been holding a law enforcement officer on COVID-19. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Alex? It's an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Honor to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Awesome. I work law enforcement in Alberta, Canada. And some of the responses that we've seen in terms of our brass and the policy let down to frontline workers is outrageous. Just like your caller, Tom, said from Texas, I've also noticed that the hospitals there are completely empty. Now, we deal with a lot of mental health patients, bringing them into hospitals for, you know, suicidal ideation, just mental decline. And typically we'd be waiting on a normal day about 4 to 8 hours. Nowadays when we take people down there, we're waiting like 10 minutes. The hospital beds are empty completely. So another thing, Mr. Jones, is that the Public Safety Act that we have instituted here in Alberta, they expect us to cite members of the public for $1,200 tickets if we see them breaking the stay-at-home orders. I know a lot of fellow officers like myself who do not enforce those unconstitutional orders. We feel that it's a huge government overreach, and it just feels like this is conditioning. You know, these people are, like you always say, control freaks. And even Mr. Trudeau, you know, our prime minister, who has instituted this gun ban under the guise and under the chaos of this COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, people can't protest. People are stuck in their homes. You know, and the only thing you could do nowadays, in Canada at least, is sign a petition. But that doesn't do much. So it's just incredible to see, you know, some of the responses, especially from liberal leadership in North America, Canada and the United States. Another thing, Mr. Jones, I was talking about the influx of mental health. Ever since this thing has taken, you know, grasp of our world, I find that, you know, the last two night shifts that I did, we do 12-hour night shifts, every single person I've dealt with was experiencing a mental health decline, and I mean a serious mental health decline. And I feel that this is sort of acting as the breaking point for a lot of people. You know, they're making you feel in the media that if you go outside, you're going to be killed. You're going to be, you know, this strange, mysterious disease is going to get you if you go outside, if you interact with your family, if you interact with your friends. They're trying to isolate people. And I just think it's...
Well, of course, there's an attempt right now to totally break down society and create a total stampede panic. And they count every death from heart attack, cancer, you name it, this, and that's where all this is going. So you're absolutely right. Your common sense, what you're saying, Jamal, is absolutely right. Like you said, the other officers see this as well. So again, the police aren't our enemy. It's the bureaucracy and it's the centralized lie that has created this whole hysteria that now says it's not 2 weeks, it's not 2 months, it's 5 years, it's 10 years. You never can leave your house again. And this is an obvious takeover plan.
Absolutely right. Mr. Jones, do you mind if I just read something quickly to you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So I know that you said not too long ago on your show, you typically quote this, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I just want to tell everybody that this, Infowars.com, band.video, this is that knowledge that you need. This is that knowledge that you're not going to get from the mainstream, that you're not going to get from your typical churches that you may attend for the Christian. This is a knowledge that we need to be privy to. We need to research this for ourselves, because if we're just naive, we're gonna be destroyed, folks. And what I want to read to you, Mr. Jones, was Matthew 24:37-39. It says, "But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be for the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving into marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man." So, Mr. Jones, like Noah, who preached 120 years and people laughed at him, they mocked him, you, I see you as that preacher who is giving us facts, who is giving us hope, who is giving us...
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You better fear getting your heart right with God. All right, we're taking your phone calls right now. Jamal is a law enforcement officer in Canada. He was really hitting it hard about the spiritual choice that's so clear now. Things are so clear now. I'm not worried about myself. I'm just worried about all those we didn't reach. All those that are going to follow this evil. Because it's all about to be fulfilled. So, Jamal, finish up your points, my friend.
Absolutely, Mr. Jones, and thank you again. You know, before I even go on, I just want to say, I want to give you a little plug. And regrettably so, Mr. Jones, I've been a long-time listener, but I've purchased your items and from stuff from your store. It took me a long time to do it, and for that, I apologize. It was after YouTube had banned you that I got my button gear, and I knew that I had to put my money where my mouth is. One of my favorite products is the 8-pack power stack. I recommend it to any frontline workers who do shift work. you just pop that AM pack in the morning after you wake up after a long night shift. And then if you need to get that rest, you get the PM pack, and it gives you energy during the day and good restful night at, or sleep at
night.
No,
it is a good product. We just sell good stuff. And that just keeps us on air. I appreciate you, brother. What matters is what you're saying about what you see happening and the spiritual choice. Tell us about that.
So, you know what? I was thinking about the story of Noah.
You were talking about that. That's what exactly. You think Noah was happy when the rain started coming? And it's, no, it's not a good feeling.
And Mr. Jones, if you read in Genesis, they actually never experienced water falling from the heavens before.
It came out of the ground.
Exactly. So Noah he looked like a crazy man. He looked like a crazy man, and he preached patiently, and he declared his message patiently, enduring so much hardship and so much castigation from everyone, from the scientists and the doctors and people that thought they were the experts. And he preached for 120 years, and all that he had saved was his family. So I hope that I am part of your family, Mr. Jones, and we're all under the guise and under the covering of Jesus Christ. That's the family that we need to be a part of to be saved. So I thank you, Alex.
No, but you're right. That is the scary part, is that even as the water was rising, they were in denial.
That's right. That's it. And when the door shut, Noah tried to open it, but he couldn't because the angel of God had shut. And what God shuts, no man can open. So it's just incredible to see.
Can you imagine what big tech's going to do when all their power is nothing?
Oh man, it's like a wild beast that's being cornered. They're going to lash out, and it's going to be dangerous. People will die. It's not going to be. You know, we all live in a bubble. We all live thinking that we have tomorrow. We all live thinking that, you know, the status quo. We're just going to go through our life, retire, and, you know, just keep on reproducing. It's not like
that. No, you're right. All that's over. The status quo is gone.
That's it.
God bless you, brother. Great point. Jamal was an amazing caller. Wow. Yeah. I don't compare myself to Noah. I'm like more one of the animals trying to get on the boat. But the globalists believe they're doing this cleansing of humans. They all imitate God. So they say they're getting rid of humanity. They say they're cleansing the earth of everybody. Okay, whatever. I just know you people are crazy. They're into this devil worship stuff. All right. Let's just go who's been on the longest. Let's talk to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yesterday you had asked the question, what do you do when you're losing a chess game? And there's an old Russian-born grandmaster, Savelli Karnikower, that said tactics is what you do when there is something to do. Strategy is what you do when there is nothing to do. And so this is a very famous chess grandmaster. And, you know, Laura Loomer kept saying, they want to make us dead, but first they want to make us stupid. And they do that by infringing on our liberty and pretending that we have to catch them lying to Congress before we actually catch them in the act of a crime. And what this is all leading up to right now is that we have, I'm in a very rural West Texas county, about 300 miles west of Dallas. There's three men that make up the sheriff's department. And so I have a very, you know, see-through sort of way of looking at the government here. And so basically, we've already beat the COVID-19 thing to the past. We've already beat them. And I say that because what's going on is the governor is basically receiving some sort of COVID paper, some sort of program, you know, like what Michigan did, but Texas, you know, kind of modifies it. And he turns around and hands it to every county attorney in all 254 counties, and they say, implement this. And the sheriff looks at it and says, I don't think so. What in the hell is this?
Yeah, there's like no cases here. Why should I lock everything down?
Zero cases. Zero cases in my county. Zero. A county the size of Los Angeles County, okay? Right? Zero cases. And so they're doing everything in quiet right now. Many weeks ago when the lockdown started, all the county officials just went to the government building. There wasn't really a public notice about it. They all just went there. And the very next day, every county in Texas was locked down. And then everybody thought it was really neat that the troopers were all at the borders. Okay, so here's what I call about. The governor had, okay, so I'm across the street from these COVID testing sites right now. And originally, the county attorney told the sheriff, hey, you're going to make mandatory testing for everyone in the county. And the sheriff said, get lost. What he had originally told him, though, was at every county entrance, there's going to be a mandatory testing site across the state.
Now, I want you to understand.
Oh, exactly. No, that's confirmed. They gave their wish list, which is all UN-run total control group.
And they're just trying to do this without announcing to the public. Just, by the way, I know you're on your way to work, but you're going to have to wait here. And just the craziness of, I mean, David Icke's talked about it. A lot of people have talked about it.
Well, then they give you a false test, and then everybody's infected, and then everybody's... Here's what it's designed to do. Let me say this. It's designed to cause a civil war and a breakdown of society. People go, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. It's fraudulent. It's designed to cause a civil war. And so when I say don't kill the cops at the checkpoint, it's not some wimpy kiss their ass thing. It's don't do what they want, folks. They want, this is the sabotage. This is the fear. This is don't trust anybody but what CNN says. This is their big move. And I got to say, Trump buying into the forced inoculation, all these ideas, is a really bad thing. Why do you think Trump's doing that?
And Alex, a Democrat sheriff told the governor no. So think about the wins, you know, as Texas goes, so goes the
nation. No. I mean, I agree. Every citizen needs to go see their sheriff right now and say, we're not a bunch of wimps. This is an economic warfare weapon. Stop virtue. I agree. We need to tell them, do not, compliance with this is death.
Exactly. And I have one thing to ask you about of a piece of intel I had received back in 2004, 6 years before I started watching InfoWars. And it is about a facility at the University of North Texas that George Bush funded. And evidently it's a Pico Technology Lab, one of only two in the nation. I don't know if you had heard anything about that.
No, I don't. Man, they got a bunch of super evil stuff going on at these research laboratories.
Can I just share with you that lab is a nanotech lab. And what I was told then is that they were engineering viruses that they could control via some sort of internet, where they could activate it in certain races or deactivate it whenever they want to. And they were already having ethics meetings about all this. I was told this in 2004 by a grad student who was working in the lab.
Yeah, you're talking about nanotech viruses.
Right. And they're engineering these things to be hooked up through the internet. At least that's what the ethics meetings are surrounding their debates around.
I knew a space aeronautics professor at NASA who told me this 20 years ago, and I thought he was crazy. And then I was talking yesterday to a former head of a U.S. intelligence agency, and he was telling me the same thing. That's what I mean. Like, we've been given Atlantis power. We've been given, like, godlike power. We're not God. So it's an explosive moment. I appreciate your call, Jeremy. Great points. All right. Vanessa, Austin, Heather, Kathleen, Scott, Stephen. We're going to take all your calls when we come back. And with 1 minute or 40 seconds to break, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm promoting and selling things that are good products. We have a big sale that ends this weekend. It's 30 to 70% off all the products. That's how you fund us. All these products are great. If you believe in the products, that's great. If you don't want to buy them, that's fine. But I would take action. I'll get those products now. All right, we're going to start the fourth hour in T-minus 3 minutes. We're going to go right to your phone calls, one after the other, at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Hour number four, straight ahead.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.